I'd like to call to order the Thursday, September 13, 2018 meeting of the TAC Advisory Committee for AMAX. Do we have a quorum?
We do.
We do. Okay. Well, then, if I'd just like to remind everybody that when you make your motion, if you would please state your name so that we can make sure we get that into the minutes. So I'll entertain a motion for the minutes.
Maybe more moved. Approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave White's not here, so somebody's going to have to step up.
Let's move on.
If you guys want to get out in a half hour, somebody's got to step up.
We can just put those names down all the way through.
Tony's here too.
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And we will move on to staff reports. Mr. Baker.
All right. So the first staff report is the financial progress report. If you look at attachment 3A, this goes through July 31st. This is basically the year end. So what you can see, or actually, wait, this is, I'm sorry, this is the first year of the, sorry, June was the year end. July is our first year. So you can see, first of the year, you can see that we spent about 7% of our budget. We're in, obviously, really pretty good shape. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Mr. Baker?
I do need a motion.
Charles Kabachi.
Very good.
Kabachi, second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And we will move on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Biggest thing I wanted to just draw your attention to is it doesn't have an attachment, but right before attachment 3C, you'll see an email that we received from Sherrod Brown's office, basically in response to us sending the gas tax resolution, which we passed. I won't read the entire email, but essentially what it says is, hey, you know, I helped get the FAST Act through. You know, while I was happy with it, I wasn't that happy with it. And we appreciate your views, and I'm open to anything when we discuss potential funding for infrastructure in the future. So feel free to read it at your leisure. I think, obviously, with everything going on right now on the federal level, we're not seeing much movement at all when it comes to federal infrastructure. There was actually the chairman of the T&I committee, Transportation Infrastructure Committee, Bill Schuster released a plan, and I thought it was actually pretty good. It was this idea that they would raise the gas tax 15 cents over the next decade. I think the first 3 years, 5 cents a year. And then at the end of the 10 years, the gas tax would be extinguished or expire and be replaced by a new form of taxation. And what the bill would also do would be create a committee basically that would be required by law to come up with a solution to pass by in the 10-year period. I do think eventually that that's where we're going to have to go, obviously. But I think just, you know, with the midterms coming up and everything, I don't anticipate anything moving on the federal level, maybe even in January. And if that, I think we'd be very lucky. So that's really it. The other thing is if you look at our agenda today, you'll see it is chock full of items. I will say none of them are the, you know, most exciting in the world. We have a lot of new federal requirements that AMATS is required to document and targets that we have to set. And therefore, you know, this is your chance to look at those. But essentially, we're trying to make sure that we're meeting all the federal guidance that we are providing in the federal laws. And then also, finally, our annual meeting, Friday, October 5th. At the Sheridan Suites, we would love to have all of you come. For any consultants in the room, we would love to have any sponsorships if anyone's interested. But we are plotting ahead with we're going to have Rich Granger from Drive Ohio, and we're going to have a transit panel that will feature Claudia from PARTA and Valerie Shea from Metro, and then Kurt Conrad from SARTA down in Stark County. So we're really excited about it. And would encourage you all, if you haven't yet, to give our office a call and reserve those tickets, because they're going fast. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Under attachment 3C on the TASA program, the sponsor is labeled as Fortune Engineer for the
Portage Trail. We can just correct that.
Yes, we will, yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Baker on his oral report? Hearing none, we will move on to the MS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Hey, thank you. We are nearing the end of the first quarter of fiscal year 19, and I just don't have a whole lot to discuss with you about project selling and things happening. The first quarter has been a relatively quiet quarter. I would like to remind you, though, we do have a couple large projects that are tentatively scheduled to sell in the second quarter of fiscal year 19. Those two large projects are Cleveland Maslin Road in Norton and the citywide signal upgrade in Streetsboro. And if there's anything we can do to help keep those projects on schedule, please let us know. And the only other thing I guess I'd like to bring your attention is if you're looking at the funding tables, especially the STBG table, I wish these were in color because I actually have it in red on my computer. But in fiscal year 2021, there's a we have a pretty sizable deficit, and I just wanted to let you know that when we do put together another TIP this fall, I think we're going to have to move some projects around to keep it fiscally constrained. We'll talk about that when we have our project review meetings, and what I'm planning on doing is maybe moving out resurfacing projects as much as possible because those are a little more fluid. And I'm going to do that based on PCR data. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't want to move anything out that has a PCR of like 50, but we have some that have PCRs that are higher. Those are the ones I'll probably move out. And then as finances permit, we'll pull them back in. But we'll possibly discuss that at the project review meetings, and then also we may have a TAC TIP subcommittee meeting to discuss it even further. So other than that, that's all I have for the federal funds report. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet?
And Dave, I just would also like to acknowledge, too, in 2019 right now, it shows 5.3 million balance, probably closer to 4 something, I think, when we were looking at it. But, you know, if everything stays the same, we're currently looking for loans. But if everything's staying the same, this we might be in the first time we've been in the situation where we might have to hold a project back 1 year due to the over-programming that we've done. So if you do have a project in 19, just be aware that, you know, we're working to capture the additional funds through our MPO and ODOT partners, but it's not a guarantee. So.
Okay. Thank you. We have no old business, so we'll move on to new business. Resolution 2018-15, Mr. Gardner.
Resolution 2018-15, presenting project recommendations for the enhanced mobility of the elderly and disabled program. This program provides funding for the public transportation of the elderly and disabled, including transportation to and from jobs and employment support services. The staff received 6 applications for funding in this round. Metro RTA and PARTA applied, along with 4 social service agencies. All 6 agencies are eligible to submit applications under this program. The 6 applicants requested $1.6 million in federal funds, with only slightly under $1.1 million being available. Staff scored the applications according to the AMATS funding policy guidelines. You see attached table 1 for the scoring. Following the discussions with the project applicants, the staff is recommending that the policy committee approve $1,098,000 of federal funds for this program for Metro, CARTA, and 4 social service agencies in order to purchase handicap accessible vehicles and support equipment and to administer the program. Attached to this memo is Resolution 2018-15. The resolution approves the amendment to FY 2019 of the TIP as requested. The staff is recommending approval.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion, Chastowski.
I have a second.
Second. More.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Resolution carries. Resolution 2018-16. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Chairman. Attachment 60 is the TIP amendment for Metro. Metro is requesting that FY 2019 of the TIP be amended to have a project for the purchase of three small replacement buses as part of their standard vehicle replacement schedule. Federal funds for this project come from Metro's share of the Federal Transit Administration's Bus and Bus Facilities Program. The federal amount is approximately $273,000. This project will be funded at 80% federal share. The total project cost is $341,000. Resolution 2018-16 is consistent with the AMAS Regional Transportation Plan. It's financially constrained, air quality neutral, and meets requirements for public involvement and environmental justice. The staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2018-16.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve, Wiki.
Thank you, second.
Come on, 2 seconds.
You're good. Any comments, questions? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 2018-17. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, sir. Attachment 6C. The purpose of this resolution is to approve support for ODOT's performance targets, transit asset management planning, and CMAX performance. Performance management is part of the overall transportation performance management program. The Federal Highway Administration is requiring state DOTs and agencies like AMATS to develop a strategic approach that uses system information to make investment and policy decisions in order to achieve national goals. AMATS is required to establish performance targets as part of the regional transportation planning process. Two options are available for staff for satisfying this requirement: commit to a quantifiable target for each measure within the metropolitan area, or approve of ODOT statewide targets and agree to plan and program projects so that they can contribute toward the accomplishment of these goals. The use of performance measures will impact AMATS member applications for funding at the local, state, and federal level. The AMATS funding policy guidelines may be amended in the future in order to support these goals as additional federal program rules become available. It is currently well-established policy at AMATS to use quantifiable data as part of the project selection process. With Resolution 2018-17, the staff is requesting support for ODOT's statewide 1% annual reduction target for all five safety performance measures for calendar year 2019. Would be the number of fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. This committee approved calendar year 2018 statewide targets last year. Resolution 2018-17 also approves support for ODOT's statewide targets for national highway system pavement conditions, interstate bridge conditions, level of travel time reliability, and level of truck time reliability. Coordination with ODOT and NOAACA, this resolution approves the Cleveland urbanized area target for peak hour excessive delay, non-single occupancy vehicle travel, and project level emission reductions. AMATS agrees also to plan and program projects that will contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT's targets for each performance measure. AMATS agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process. AMATS will also support the Federal Transit Administration's rolling stock and infrastructure useful life benchmarks and targets. We will also approve separate targets for each RTA for transit asset management as developed in coordination with Metro and CARTA. Support for these goals includes performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process in order to meet maintenance and state of good repair for the area's transit capital assets. The purpose of the staff is requesting that the committee approve that AMATS as part of the Cleveland Akron Lorraine non-attainment area support the intent of ODOT's statewide targets for air quality improvements. The staff is requesting approval of resolution 2018-17. This resolution approves AMATS support for ODOT's performance goals. Are there any questions?
I have a question. Page 4 to page 5, it says in 2018, the target for fatalities is 1,051. In 2019, 1,062. Is that a typo? It's not a reduction, it's an increase.
I think that was based on the estimated number of fatalities for the year so far. So it was going to go up, but they're recommending a 1% reduction again, even though they didn't meet that goal. They didn't meet that target. They're still going to recommend a 1%.
Okay, that's based on what they have for accidents or fatalities so far in 2018, the number?
Based on, well, they have to project it since the year's
done. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's actually shown in a couple paragraphs down, right? 823 is what they project for the end of the year. I think what Amy's asking is the 1052 is higher than the 1051 for this year, is it?
Yeah, all the numbers seem to reduce except for that number, which went the wrong way. I don't know if it's typo. Page 4 has got the 2018, page 5 is the 2019 numbers.
Page 4, those were targets, that's
right.
Not the actual data.
Well, the targets for 2019.
On page 5, the targets for
fatalities.
Calendar year 2019.
Yeah.
1,062 is the target. The numbers for 2018 for ODOT's projection, that must be year to date then. That's not the projection for the full year.
It's year end.
Well, it says year end.
That must be the year to date then.
Any other questions? Yes.
I'll just add, Amy, if you look on page 5, it says the baselines were set looking from an average of 2013 to 17, and that baseline is higher than 2019. I don't think they took 18 as the baseline.
Well, I'm not sure what the reasoning there. Just that was an oddity that it went up instead of went down. Sorry.
I can check.
Wonder if there's a typo.
How they provided us with those
comments. Yeah.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
More move to approve.
Thank you. Second.
We feel so.
Thank you very much. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We'll move to resolution 2018-18. Ms. Ryder? Same sign. Resolution carries. We'll move on to resolution 2018-19.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The
Attachment 6C includes a summary of the proposed amendment to NOAC's long-range transportation plan in 2018-21 TIP to include the NODOT-sponsored capacity project that will add an auxiliary lane along southbound Interstate 71 from the Ohio Turnpike entrance ramp to the State Route 82 westbound exit in Cleveland. The work will also include converting the Interstate 71 southbound exit to the State Route 82 westbound to a two-lane exit. The project extends approximately 1.2 miles between ramp terminals. Since AMATS and NOAACA are within the Cleveland-Akron, Dade County, air quality non-attainment area, a transportation conformity analysis is required for the amendment of regionally significant projects that add capacity to the region's transportation system. NOAACA has prepared conformity analysis for its amendment that includes conformity tests for 8-hour ozone standard and fine particulate matter air quality standards shown in Exhibit 1. The analysis demonstrates that NOAACA's amended project will not interfere with conforming status in the Cleveland-Akron non-attainment area. This resolution establishes AMAT's concurrence with NOAACA's air quality analysis to amend its Interstate 71 auxiliary lane project in Tioga County. With that, the staff recommends approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Moore, move to approve.
Have a second?
Roger, second.
Very good. Have a motion and a second. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to resolution 2018-20. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. I guess I'm the closer today, so I'll do the last resolution on the agenda. Resolution 2018-20 is amendment number 12 to the Transportation Improvement Program. This amendment adds two new projects, combines two existing projects into one, and revises one existing project. And what I'd like to do is just briefly show you what's happening. If you remember the last meeting, we added phase three, which is widening Cleveland Maslin Road in Norton. And what this resolution does is it combines phase two and phase three into one project. There's some along with some other things, I know there's drainage work in phase two that has to kind of run into phase three. So this it's only logical to do phase two and three at one time. The one of the new projects is a intersection improvement at Bridgewood Road and Cleveland Maslin Road in Copley Township. This is Copley High School. And when the school lets out, a lot of the traffic infiltrates through this neighborhood. This is adding a eastbound left turn lane and a southbound right turn lane to help the flow of traffic. The other new project is an ODOT-sponsored project. It's adding shoulders, possible pull-offs, and ramp reconstruction along Interstate 76 in Akron, locally known as the Kenmore Lane. Federal, we don't have any of our money in that, but there's $1.8 million of federal funds and $203,000 of state funds in this new project. And lastly, this is revising an existing project. This is in Hudson. This is North Main Street widening between the Turnpike and Middleton. We're adding a new phase, right-of-way phase, and we're using $60,000 of STBG funding, which is already in the project, to fund this phase. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulette? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve, Cheskowski.
Second, Wheaton.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And the motion carries. We'll move on to other business. It's that time of the year again where we need to do the formation of a nominating committee. We would prefer to have we need two members. We prefer somebody from Portage County, somebody from Summit County, if we can, but... So do we have, I guess we'll start there. Do we have somebody who would like to be put on that committee? Okay. Okay. Say your name out loud, please, for the record.
Mike Collins.
Very good. Do I have somebody from Summit County who would like to do it? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that enthusiasm.
I
thank you.
Well, him.
Thank you.
That keeps me out of the seat.
All right. So we'll go ahead and Mr. Prater will be in touch with everybody on that soon, and we'll be working on that. So, and with that, the next regular scheduled meeting will be Thursday, December 6th, here at 1:30. Any other comments, Mr. Baker?
Yeah, only one, and it regards to Drive Ohio. They're interested in setting up a local workshop. If you're not aware, Drive Ohio is the arm of ODOT that is really focused on connected vehicles, autonomous vehicles, all that. They would really like to do some local workshops. They've reached out to us to do one in early, or I want to say the week after our annual meeting. And wanted us to put together a list of stakeholders and that. So if you are interested in that, I think for sure we would like the transit agencies to be in the room. And then they're also looking for other people that would potentially be interested in this type of stuff. So if you do happen to be interested, just be on the lookout. We'll be sending out an invite to that when we get a few more details. But that's all I have.
Very good. Well, then I will adjourn at 1:58 p.m.
Awesome.